And I want to give Ryan a very big yasher koach for taking the lead. And of course, for Isaac, for being on the management side of affairs and making sure to give all the proper directions. I just wanted to discuss tonight some of the halachos. We talked about having the Shulchan Aruch Mibod Yom, having the table set and putting out the nicest things that one has, specifically for Pesach, even more than a regular Shabbos or Yontif. So I just wanted to discuss one of the questions that comes up. You know, people think, okay, Shulchan Aruch, there are no halachos. You know, every other part of the Seder, for sure. You know, Kadeh Shurchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, all different halachos. Shulchan Aruch is just a meal. But here there are halachos, definitely minhagim as well, to be aware of. So the Shulchan Aruch says that it's universally observed that nobody would have a fully roasted lamb on Pesach, a Roshu al-Kira'av al-Kirbo, because that would look too much like eating the Karban Pesach, like eating Kadsh and Bachutz. But where there's different practices, depending on what the Shulchan Aruch calls, based on the Gemara, based on the Mishnah really, Makom Shenagu is that in certain locations where the practice was not to eat any roasted foods, so the get there, the scope of the minhag is pretty broad. It would include not just meats, but chicken, and it would include not just classical tzliyesh roasting, but what we call tzlikedar, which means to allow basically a piece of meat to cook in its own juices. So there are those places that observe the restriction against that, so it shouldn't look like you're eating the Karban Pesach, which of course was roasted, and of course we expectantly wait for when we'll be able to have the Karban Pesach again. And then there are other places, really the only thing that they were careful about was not to have a fully roasted lamb, but anything else was acceptable. So this leads actually to a much broader discussion, just to have for a minute. You know, so if you look in all the classical sources, it's all based on what we call makom shenagu. It's based on locations. One of the interesting things that Rav Moshe Feinstein points out throughout his response to literature is that in America, you can't really talk about makom shenagu, because when you look around this room, you think about it, Jonathan has family roots in Germany, right? And Isaac, of course, before Cuba, is from Russia, and Siggy's from Poland, you know, and I'm from Lithuania, basically, and my wife also is basically of German extraction. So, you know, what does it really mean, makom shenagu? You know, we all have different family minhagim. So, but that has to be translated to in America is we haven't been here long enough, really, and hopefully, you know, we won't be here long enough. Hopefully, we'll all be in Israel, so we'll never come to this, you know, place where after hundreds of years, a minhag consolidates in a particular location. Like the Chavetz Chaim and the Mishneh Berurah, living in Radin, where there'd been contiguous Jewish settlements by the time the Chavetz Chaim was living in the late 19th and first part of the 20th century, contiguous Jewish settlement in Radin for 350 years. So he said, in these makomos, in our locations, you know, people are very careful not to have roasted foods, not just a fully roasted lamb at the Seder. But we don't have that kind of tradition in America, so when the question comes up, I say to people, what's your family minhag? A family minhag is really what people have to hold by today, as opposed to the minhag of location. Tinek doesn't have a minhag. There's just no way that Tinek could possibly have a minhag. You know, you're talking about, you know, this institution, the first Jewish institution, you know, in Tinek. It's not even 100 years old, so there's no way for a minhag to have coalesced. The Ramah mentions in this context another halacha of Shulchan Aruch as having eggs during the context of the Seder, and there are different reasons that are given for this, three different reasons. One of them is that it's a kind of an avelus, it's a symbol of mourning, just like at the times of our greatest happiness, we always remember the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So here too, in the absence of the Korban Pesach, that's one idea. A related idea is that Pesach always falls out the same day of the week as Tisha B'Av. Okay, so Tisha B'Av, this week it won't be observed until Motzai Shabbos, but Pesach always aligns with Tisha B'Av, so to remind us of that different aspect of the Jewish calendar, so again, another morning theme. But the Vilna Gaon suggests something a little bit more optimistic. The Vilna Gaon suggests that it's Zecher L'Chagiga, that it's important to remember that very often the Karban Chagiga was offered on the 14th day, as alluded to in Sefer Dvarim, that if you had a family where they were very relatively few in number, and you know, we wanted to make sure that everybody would be able to eat Pesach al Hasova, make sure that they were sated, so they should have a Karban Chagiga, make sure that they have everybody was able to eat some meat before they ate from the Karban Pesach. And on that note, this will conclude, the Afikomen, of course, is a Zecher, it's a way of reminding ourselves of the Karban Pesach, so the Afikomen should be Ne'achal al Hasova. Okay, the important thing is that a person should have enough during the meal so that the Afikomen, you're not eating it out of hunger, but you're eating it out of a sense of already having been sated. But there's a flip side to this, which is again discussed here, which is that it should be nachal al asova, but it shouldn't be what we call achila gasa. It shouldn't be where you actually have to force yourself to eat it because you're so stuffed. So you have to really be careful the course of Shulchan Aruch to make sure that you're eating enough so that you're not eating the afikomen ravenously. It's nachal al asova, but it's not achila gasa. You're not, you know, forcing yourself to eat it, because then there's some discussion here whether you'd be able to fulfill the mitzvah altogether of afikomen zecher lekorban Pesach. So again, you have to, you know, be mindful of these things over the course of Shulchan Aruch. So again, it's a meal, and in that sense, it is a little bit different in character than the rest of the components of the Seder, but it still has certainly its own minhagim, things to be aware of over the course of Shulchan Aruch.